So here we have the 60s and some of the turmoil of the 70s. And it never affected your business at all. Your business continued to grow.
I don't know how I did it. I didn't advertise. I wasn't a big donor.
I guess some of this just chalk up to magic. There was something about that. There still is. Your personality and then the people you hired.
Yeah.
You had to find a certain kind of person to do that.
Yeah. I've got a real good staff now. Joni is running it. She's going to get it soon when the time comes. Mm-hmm. She is going in my footsteps. I tell her, she said, well, you taught me. I said, well, you're taking it all past where I would have taken it. Because she has moved this store around, and she's got a lot more technical stuff that I never would mess with.
It's interesting that the store today, despite the fact that we do have Barnes & Noble and all those big chain stores, you still are surviving in that store. Why do you think that is?
I can't think of any reason. I was just so scared that they were going to cut price and run me out. And they didn't even cut price. I'll tell you one more story, too. The president of a bookstore chain, I met him at a book convention, and he offered to have a council with anybody if they had problems. Anyway, he had retired, and he crossed his feet, and we just talked for an hour. And he pointed out that it's not the pricing, Steve. He said, we're going to always have books at discount. That's what we live on. But he said, go back and check and see how many of the books that we have on sale, special price, that you carry and how many you don't. He said, you'll find that one book or two book discounted is all you need. You don't need to discount your whole store. He said, your best sellers meet your competition. But don't go nuts and go through your whole store. That helped a lot. I wasn't afraid. So we just met them, and it's your choice to buy the book at our place or somebody else. So that helped. That was from the competition.
But you see, you provide this down-home Tulsa. This is a Tulsa store.
Yeah.
And these other chains come in, and they have a bigger variety. There's no question about that. But it's not that homey feeling.
Well, Joni has kept it that way.
Here we are in 2009. When did you start kind of pulling away from the business?
About 4 or 5 years ago.
You're 91 now.
Oh, yeah.
So 86th birthday, maybe. And it's interesting how the store continues to be successful.
That is the biggest worry I had, was that it would change. The last year, everybody is down this past year, you know.
Who are the other people who are working there now?
Tony and Jerry. Jerry's been with me ever since he got out of high school. Didn't even finish last year, and I tried to make him go back and finish it, but he wouldn't do it. He's not an educator. He's a smart guy. And we have Susie. She's a buyer. She's been with me about 35 years. Bookkeeper is about 10 or something like that. The cook changes over.
And so there's still something special that you wonder, you're not there as much, and the store is still successful.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't expect to happen, so I'm glad it does.
There's something, though, when you just walk in the store, that we like that old feeling, and it's familiar. I think that's why we like it. Of course, you're in a good location, you know.
Yeah.
Some of these other big bookstores would love to have that location
and
be there.
I really expected them to try to buy me out. Several times. The people came in and walked around and stuff. But I wouldn't sell out to a chain. I contracted with Joni, which I didn't need, but it just made me feel good, is that the name would never be changed as long as I'm alive. It'd always be a Steve Sundries.
25 years from now, when you're gone, it'll still be Steve Sundries.
Yeah.
That's got to make you feel good.
It does.